I'm going to take you onto the gas side, and what the connecting dot I want you to think about in my presentation is, how reliable is that gas-fired generator? How does it get its gas supply? What is the priority of the transportation service which it has secured to fuel that power plant? And then I'm going to take us off in a fairly arcane area, which is FERC and the Railroad Commission and policies that stretch back for decades. And you'll see it's playing out real time in a case which has yet to be resolved, but I thought I would tee up what the issues are that are facing the parties. I'm going to try my best to be factual and not show any bias, which is going to be really tough because our company is one of the parties in these cases, but I will try to leave it on a factual basis best I can. Also, I'm hoping that everybody's turned off their phone because I just love costumes, so I have a really wonderful one coming up. Don't want to see it posted on YouTube anywhere. So with that, I'm going to start with the outline. What in the state of Texas are their policies with respect to intrastate gas transportation? And I'm going to go into the area of curtailment, and that's very, very important because how do they decide when there's a constraint on the pipeline? And I'll talk a minute about what that constraint may or may not be and the source of it, but who gets cut and in what order? And then I'm going to flip you over to the FERC, and you may ask yourself, why am I talking about FERC? Well, as you probably all recognize, there are both intra and interstate pipelines in the state of Texas that can be fueling generation resources both within the state and outside the state indirectly in the case of an intrastate pipeline.